You know what happens? You go out, you do stuff, and you end up with a disrespectful injury. I mean, it's probably someone right now that has wave hand.
Like, all of a sudden, your wrist is starting to hurt because you just said hi to somebody.
Right, you wave to a bunch of people, and then you end up with tennis elbow. And there's nothing...
That's
a
dang shame.
That's a disrespectful injury, by the way. Tennis elbow. Anyone who has it that doesn't play tennis. You're like, this is just an idiotic injury. I don't appreciate this one
tennis
bit.
Elbow.
Mm-hmm.
I've never suffered from that, luckily.
But me neither.
But, unfortunately, I am dealing with hurting, painful, sore... hamstrings right now.
Antoine has chore hammies, I think is what it is.
And that's chore hammies.
Yes.
That sounds so cute, though.
No, it does not. It sounds annoying because
chore hammies.
You want to get hurt doing something that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to get hurt, at least let it be while you're doing something that you're looking forward to.
Right. Or just anything. But hey, how'd you break your ankle? Winning the lottery.
Yes, that's how I won.
There you go. That's something that you enjoy.
Right.
Getting money.
Never happens.
Doing chores. Doing yard work is not something that somebody would typically, because I know there are gardeners out there, would typically enjoy. And that's where I hurt my hammies. My poor hammies. I was out there pulling up weeds and chopping down bushes and stupid things that in hindsight I should have paid somebody to do, but I didn't because I was cheap that day. And now I can barely walk. I can't sit down in high chairs because my hammies hurt.
You got cheap chore hammies, man.
Cheap chore hammies.
Exactly what it is.
And stretch them out and take some Tylenol.
But it's a disrespectful injury, and there's nothing worse than getting hurt in a way that you just consider to be stupid. I mean, I had cleaning the basement foot, and ruined my entire summer.
What's cleaning the basement foot?
Well, Antoine, I can tell you that this was years ago. It was the first day of my vacation, too. And stupidly, I said, you know what? I'm going to be productive on this vacation. So I am going to clean my basement. I'm going to get rid of some stuff.
On the first day of your vacation?
What I like to try to do with vacations is I front load some doing of stuff in the first day or two, because then I feel like I've earned the laziness later. Because what happens instead, if you go hard on the lazy, all of a sudden you realize your vacation's almost over and you've done nothing and you're completely unmotivated to do anything.
I'm okay with that.
It's a mind game thing for me.
All right.
But you know what? I was punished. Disrespectful injury, because I go down there and I start cleaning my basement. I'm in my house. So I don't have shoes on. My own business.
Yeah.
I've been doing this for about 5 minutes, and an old speaker that I had sitting on top of a bunch of stuff fell off, landed directly on my bare foot, and broke my toe.
Ah.
Ooh.
Yep. And that was the start of the summer and the start of my vacation. I spent the entire summer with a broken foot.
Oh, now that's annoying. That's disrespectful
injury right there.
Because at least for me, my hammies, they'll be okay in a day or two. The last 2 days really sucked. But to lose an entire summer?
I know. Woo! I know exactly.
Yeah.
These injuries.
I know. I burned the bottoms of my feet recently. It was so stupid. Because I said, I need to get...
How?
I said, I need to run out to the car. I need to get something out of the car real quick.
Mm.
And and I run out there on the bare pavement without without any shoes or socks. And I burned the bottoms of my feet.
Mm. Yeah.
And I had to put Vaseline and lotion on the bottoms of my feet because they were so just dry and just burnt.
You got hot asphalt foot.
That's what I do. Asphalt foot.
That's exactly what that is. Disrespectful. Here's someone, 52353. They were babysitting some kids, and now they have a black eye because the one-year-old punched him in the face.
Oh, I know that hurts so bad.
How do you not punch that one-year-old back?
It's so hard.
They're so cute.
I don't do it, but I ball my fist up. I think about it, but I don't do it.
It's a challenge. It's so challenging with little kids in particular, really teeny tiny ones, because they have the innocence of life, but they also have way too big a head when it comes to the fact that they don't understand how consequences live in this world. And there's somebody, you get a two-year-old and you think, man, I could pick you up and throw you out a window. I'm not gonna, but I could.
And the thing about babies, especially 1 year old or whatever, they're dumb, right? They're stupid. So when they when they punch you in the eye, you react like, oh my God, they think this is a game now.
Uh-huh.
So now they want to do things to make you react that same way. So they're like, oh, there's another eye. Let me punch that one.
Yep.
I tell you what, if I could fight a baby, I would have fought one by now.
I know.
I would have fought a baby by
now. So that baby knows I would win.
Yes. You need to know. I'm going to hang you up high on the ceiling fan for a little while.
It's only going 5 rounds if I choose to take it 5 rounds, mister.